I had 5 or 6 options in summer. I had options last week and the week before in Scotland and in England, and I had to make sure that the next move is somewhere I want to go. I'm not a head coach or a manager, whatever people want to call you. It was my decision that head coach suited me. That's what I've always been, and I might to make sure that I'm going to a club where there's a fan base. It helped that I played here, even though it was only for a short spell. And I know the fans are passionate, and I looked at the squad of players, and I seen a young squad of players and a bit of experience, and hopefully I can guide them. That's what I'm very good at, bringing everyone together. And me saying that doesn't mean everyone's been fractioned here. And I've got a great relationship with everybody I've worked with. Every club I've been at, I've left them. I've left Livingston in a fantastic position. They're in the Premier League. They were League One. Went nearly going part-time. Didn't have a lot of money. And they galvanised the club. And see, that's what I'm very good at. But the first thing I've got to galvanise is the training ground. Once I do that, the players believe in me and I believe in them. Then we've got to transport that feeling from the training ground to Valley Parade on a Saturday.
So you mentioned you met with the owners on Sunday. So what assurances were you given about the season ahead, their ambitions, and to kind of that relationship between the head coach and the owners?
Yeah, I think you have to. I think everybody that works at a club, you work for a board of directors or you work for owners. And no other club I've worked at has been any different. I think people get carried away because you're head coach and manager. Head coach means you're in control of your football side. Obviously we'll have meetings and talk about different things. If I need a player, obviously I've got to go to Stefan or I've got to go to Eden, and they either okay it or they don't, and that's the way it'll be. And as I say, final decisions in football, who leaves or who comes will be mine.
You mentioned a short spell playing here. Is it fond memories when you look back at your time here?
Yeah, it was a time when I'd left Leeds and I'd came here for, as I say, people keep saying it's a record transfer fee. It's still unbroken, so there's still a lot of people thinking, "Oh, as you come back now?" So I'm delighted I'm back. I came here because I thought it was a club at the time that we could have stayed in the Premier League. Obviously, I got injured in one of the games, and it put me out for a long time, and I never really recovered. And then when I did get back fit, I was obviously sold back to Crystal Palace. So we lived in Yorkshire for 5 years. It's a fantastic place. I've always had a place in York, so it's a club that. When I got asked to come and speak to Eden, then I knew we knew the area well. And as I said, we've got a flat down here, and it made sense in all things. And as I said, I wanted to make it a challenge because I'm sure that this club needs to go forward. You've seen the fan base and the size of the club, and I just think that these are the types of things that you've got to try and push on.